Diaz. So I want everybody on the panel today to introduce themselves very quickly, starting with Chuck and going around. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Chuck Hamilton. I'm also for IBM, and I lead a program at IBM called IBM at Play, and it's how we use play in the workplace and play with adults and kids and everyone else to inspire them and learn and work.
And Chuck is also a professor at Great Northern Way Campus. And I had the honor of actually designing the original plan for Great Northern Way Campus, which is a consortium campus of UBC, BCIT, SFU, and UBC, and developed the original curriculum with industry. And it's great to see that people like Shocker bring that forward, which is wonderful in many ways. And he lives right here in Tawasin. And I'm glad we actually have a group of community members coming. We planned this in about 3.5 weeks, and we're going to be doing this as a monthly series going forward. But the concept is community innovation. So essentially, it's how members of a community, no matter what their backgrounds, what they do, for living, their profession, their leisure, is how they influence and affect each other. That's what we call community innovation on one hand, but it's an end-to-end. We believe in starting with students as young as 5, going all the way up to professional development and training with adults, because that's important in life, and Chuck will be able to address that in a little bit. And Mark, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Yeah, my name is Mark Friesen. I know a lot of people in the room. Actually, I'm the executive director at Delta Gymnastics, and I'm going to be talking about play and fun in terms of physical activity and sport.
Absolutely, and we're doing a special program at Delta Gymnastics, thanks to Mark and Carlene and Claire and others, where we're going to combine science, technology, and dream matches to STEM and movement, because we believe it's especially important in those of you who have, whether it's young sons or older sons, know that today's world is a little bit different. Kids need to move.
The same thing that launches rockets with our rocket launcher is the same thing that launches people's bodies in the gym. So it's a nice thing. The kids will be able to learn every aspect of it.
And it's tough today. I mean, there are studies out of Harvard and other universities around the world which say that boys particularly learn better when they're moving. And that makes it tougher for the teachers in the room to deal with that when they're trying to manage classes or when we're trying to manage our own after school. But actually, boys do need to move in terms of learning. And so we have to be able to figure out that component. So it's different than the day when I was growing up in ancient history. That's why we have some ancient philosophers and scientists on board today in our class.